Good Sunday morning. This is Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM, and this is a comedy show. I just like to point that out before I dive into, well, whatever it is that I have prepared for that particular day. And for today, since we just, we're in Sunday, in that long weekend where Friday was Workers' Day or International Workers' Day, let's talk about how, you know, the legislations all across the planet, especially in countries, well, let me just speak for countries that have practice what they preach, at least to some degree, and that is the application of all the relevant labor laws. Now, one thing you will quickly understand before, let me just say, just week, forget week one, day one of sitting in a law class, you will quick, the first thing you will learn, because of course one of the subjects you will take in the first year is introduction to law. And one thing you will quickly learn is that we didn't come up with any of it. We just copied. And the copying itself is not a problem. The thing is like making a document making a copy of a copy of a copy of a document. At some point the copy is bound to be, well, to degrade in quality, in terms of visibility. That's what we have done. And anyone that have listened to a court proceeding have had a bunch of, lawyers, basically everyone in the, of a quote-unquote legal mind. And I'm talking the judge, the lawyer, prosecutor. They're speaking a bunch of Latin. For one, Latin is a dead language. And if you are as obsessed with languages as I am, and you have downloaded Duolingo, and you have looked at Latin, all other languages that I was able to come across, at least those ones that I've looked at on Duolingo, have more than 3, 4, 5 sections. Latin has two! And it's a nightmare. When you look at Latin and how it's used in a lot of religious positions, if you are a Catholic, then you know that, by now. Now, if you are a legal student, then you know, or a lawyer, a prosecutor, or anyone in the discipline of law, then you know that Latin dominates that sphere. So, the history of our legal system itself is Roman Dutch law. That means it's a cocktail that we got from the Dutch and English common law. I swear the entire legal system that's used in most, if not all, English-speaking countries, I can speak for the French-speaking countries, I don't know where they got theirs from, but Roman Dutch law. So the history of our legal system is very simple. It's a Roman Dutch law. That means it's a combination of Dutch and as in what? The Dutch East India Company, the guys that gave you slavery, also gave you laws. And someone thought, for some reason, that was a brilliant idea. But anyway, so you have the Dutch, and you have the Romans. They didn't give you Romans, as in, the Romans, as in the Romantic movement, those were the French. Maybe they copied it from the Romans, it's hence the name. I mean, that would make a lot of sense. They also focused on a lot of classical garbage. Now, they have common English law. So you have the Dutch that gave you slavery, and you have the English that basically made a behind lot of money on that enterprise. They framed the legal system and then gave it to you after colonizing the Moses out of you. And everyone thought that was an excellent idea. Now, I'm not here to make fun of my favorite discipline. I'm just here to point you to why these laws keeps failing. Now, I'm not going to point at how much it has terribly failed, more often, in a lot of countries in terms of application across the world. And its international failure is becoming very apparent with the US and Israel running, playing cowboy, basically running around the world, bombing anyone that disagrees with them. International law failed. Just landed on its face. Now, imagine you are a supporter or you're a proponent of the Western economic system, aka capitalism, or a Western justice system, aka democracy. How the heck would you be able to convince countries like China that do not apply it to apply it? Because they are looking at capitalism and how it has become very predatory at this point. And they are looking at quote-unquote democracy and how it has become very easy to manipulate depending on how much money you have and how many politicians you have in your back pocket. You can manipulate it left, right, and center. How the heck do you convince the Chinese to adopt our version, point of correction, the French version of democracy? They refined it after they copied it from the Greeks. That's after they separated a few heads of their aristocrats. The French don't play. Now, look at it like that. You have a system that's fair. You have an economic system that is very predatory. You have a justice system that's very predatory. And we want other countries that have not applied it to apply it. That's not very convincing. It's like you trying to convince me to cross a bridge, to cross a river using a bridge that is known for collapsing. Ain't no way I'm crossing that. I'd rather swim. And well, the good thing about Kavango is you grow up knowing how to swim before you do 1+1. So, now, imagine you are sitting with an economic system called capitalism. And boy, it has become predatory at this point. And you have a political system or governance system called democracy. And it has become, again, predatory. Very easy to manipulate. All you just have to do is, have enough money to buy a jet for the president or an iPhone with 2 SIM cards for the president. And you can control that particular country's economic or political system. Now, how do you convince someone to adopt something that fallible and that easy to manipulate? And Christians, oh, we have the same problem. For the significant part of Christian history, Christianity has been used to manipulate people. How about this? Christianity and Catholicism has been used for a large part of Christian history to enslave people. Now, it's kind of tricky to slave someone and then turn around and tell them, you know what? I know we enslaved you based on these, you know, words, but just put all the slavery aside. God loves you. Now, here's the thing. I'm a firm believer that there's nothing wrong with any religious system. If you ask me, you know, Islam, Christianity, Catholicism, and all those, there's nothing wrong with it. The practitioners are the problem, especially those ones that you find in the high echelons. Those are the problem because I feel like in religion, you will climb the ladder of power, and then you get to the point where you care more about power than religion. You care more about power than the word of God or the word of Muhammad or the word of Allah than religion. If you are Muslim, I have a question. Can you explain to me how Jeffrey Epstein ended up putting his hands on holy clothes coming out of that religion?
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Welcome back. Now we continue. How did a money launderer, the human trafficker, sex trafficker, everything immoral trafficker put his hands on pieces of holy souvenirs from the Muslim religion? I have a sneaky suspicion it wasn't an ordinary Muslim practitioner here on the ground that gave it to him. It was someone at the top level of the religious practice that gave it to him. So, when people climb the ladder of politics, let's just focus on religion for now. They get to the level where they begin to care more about the power that position gives them than in terms of Christianity, salvation or the word, and more like a salvation, that word they are entrusted with is supposed to provide. I know. Now, the thing is, every time that we, you know, we go to church, we, you know, we read news on all these things, no one seems to point them out. But that's where you have yours truly, moi. Now, I'm not here to talk about religion. I'm here to talk about labor in relation, not labor in the, you know, maternity ward. This is a labor in work. As in, werk. Need to, you know, perfect my Afrikaans. Now, labor laws have a very interesting history. That's because most of the laws in labor law, as in those ones that we use in basically in governance, they did not come easy. They came because the people on the ground stood up. Take labor laws, for example. In the 17th, 18th century, when the in the early days of Industrial Revolution, a lot of, well, basically, it started with the English. They started, they were basically transitioning from an agrarian society to an industrial one, where, you know, you needed, you know, well, skills, you know, you were basically moving from a farm to a factory. Now, when that economic and the engineering and scientific breakthrough happened, investors wanted workers. And those were, they didn't care how old you were. They didn't care what terrible working condition you were working on, you were working in, as long as they made their money. They hired kids, this kid's dad of, you know, these kids and adults, and basically because of the terrible working condition, because, you know, well, the main source of energy at this point was coal. And coal was, mines. And these were not open pit mines. These were tunnel mines. And more often they collapsed. And, well, there was a lot of dust that basically gave these workers a lot of lung problems. And a lot of them died. You know what? They didn't care. Now, the reformation of those laws to bring about the, some of the, you know, some of the, mandatory working condition laws that we have today, workers themselves had to stand up. Employers didn't, governments didn't, workers themselves had to stand up for themselves, for the governments to pass the laws that we have today that regulates your working conditions. Now, before you start saying, you know what, we have elected, but look, with all due respect to the elected officials, 90% of the time, you will have to give them a jolt for them to start now. This is just history. Don't shoot the messenger. They had to protest. Workers themselves came together. Trade unions did not come from elected officials caring about their subjects. Nope. It came out of the subjects knowing that this elected official is now all belly full of the money his campaign contributors gave him. He doesn't care about us anymore. So they decided to go out there and protest. And more often those protests turned into riots. Now, this is one thing I don't understand about elected officials. Sometimes they get to the point where they start going, you know what? I think I have so much to lose. The guys that paid for my campaign, well, I don't think they'll want me to bring up this. And all you just have to do is pick a history book, or in the 21st century, just pick your preferred smart device connected to the internet and look up the history of labor laws and the history of trade unions. They did not come up. Heck, Namibia's liberation struggle came out of, employees that went like, what the heck is going on here? Now, imagine the labor. Imagine they had to leave everything to labor representatives. No, the labor representatives were so cozy with the government at the time, they looked at workers like, now you guys are just being whining babies. Where they know they didn't. So, what am I talking about here? More on that. I'll give you an example of why it will be very difficult to convince anyone to adopt modern-day democracy and modern-day capitalism on the other side of the theme song. Papa God borrow me 5 billion.
Hunger they do me strong. Belly they sing national anthem. Pocket dry like Hamatan leaf. Even my shoes don't resign work. Baba God borrow me 5 billion. Hunger won't kill me. I say borrow me 10 billion. Hunger won't own me. If I no paper, for Satan responsible. If I no paper, for devil responsible.
If I no pay back, for Satan responsible. If I no pay back, all devil responsible. Now, speaking as an African, it's safe to say here that much of our world foreign policies not really something that we have a lot of upper hands in the negotiations in terms of influencing these foreign policies to our benefits. And the excellent example of this is the America First Global Health Strategy. Just look that up and look at how many different, at how different countries are reacting to it. There are those that are saying, you know what, just show me where to sign, and I'll sign. And of course, it's your country. You can decide whatever you want. If your people want to kick the heck out of you, I'm sure they will. And there are those that are saying, you know what, I will sign if you change this and this and this. And there are those that are going like Ghana, like, oh, heck no. What the heck do you mean you'll have my people's health data? Yeah, you know what? As much as I want your money, that's just a little too much reach. Now, if you didn't know, this is why we're colonized. Because colonizing is better than negotiating. Because, you know, just bring in guns. Why am I saying it's very difficult to convince other governments? Like, take, throw North Korea in that bucket. You know, the, well, the Russians, the Chinese. Well, the North Koreans, why is it going to be very difficult to convince them to adopt, take for example, modern day democracy as it's practiced in the West and Western influenced countries like ours? Well, because the example being put out there in terms of this, how this democracy is being practiced, is very, very, very savage. It's dangerous, literally dangerous to society. Pardon moi. So, private prisons in the US have a history of taking the government to court. Let me repeat that again. The governments in the US has a history of taking the prison, private prisons. I don't know whose idea was that, but it was a terrible idea. You can't privatize prison because every time you privatize something, you have to understand that what you are saying is the priorities shifts from correction to profit. You are not an economic expert. Why are you saying that? Oh, look, it's very simple. Private enterprise priorities are shareholders, and shareholders only care about what? Profit. Not who did something wrong in relations to morals and legal structure of the society, and how can we correct them and give them that time so that we can bring out that inner productive member of society out of them. No. Every time you make something private, you are prioritizing profit, and when you prioritize profit, as long as the system is making money, it's okay. Anything else goes out through the window. Now, my favorite part, because of the privatization of prisons, I have no idea whose idea was that, in the US, these private prisons obviously had to sign agreements. These private prisons were like, you know what, we see that you have inmate housing problem. Now, what we're going to do is we will build private prisons, and then we will get into an agreement where you will house, you know, we will house your, you know, well, your society's delinquents. And then, you will pay us money for housing them and feeding them and clothing them and giving them all, you know, all kind of services that comes with, you know, with, prison services. And now, this is where this agreement now comes in. It turns out, most, if not all these prison, you know, all these private prisons, adds, you know, they have a tendency of adding a clause or terms and conditions to these, contracts that says, you know what? For us to be in business, the, you know, the capacity of my private prison must not reach lower than this level. It must always be higher than this level. In other words, I want you to keep arresting as much as you can for us to maintain this level of profitability. What the heck? Someone sat with accountants and lawyers again and thought that was a brilliant idea. Now, you have that type of justice system and you want countries like China to adopt it. How do you convince the, you know, how are you going to convince the Chinese government to adopt a governance system where private companies are so powerful, they are suing the government to, so, because they did not arrest enough people for the private prison to make enough money? I don't know how to say, are you listening to yourself in Chinese? But if I was a Chinese government representative and you told me that, that's exactly what I'll tell, you. Did you smoke something? So you want me to adopt a governance and economic system in my country where private companies are so powerful, they will literally take the government, you know, the government to court on one account that the government is not arresting enough people for this private company to make enough profit. What the heck? So, long story short, don't privatize prisons. They say, well, learn from others' mistakes because you won't live long enough to make all the mistakes yourself in order for you to learn from them. It's actually an excellent quote. What can we learn from the Western definition of, well, democracy? Let's copy, but edit first, please, before you paste. Copying, nothing wrong with that. Editing and pasting, very important. Let me go back to borrowing money, because I'm that broke.
I wake up this morning, I check the pot. Yesterday food finish, today pot day hot with nothing. Water they boil inside empty pot, steam they come out. I close the lid, pretend say something they cook. I count my coins since morning, in no rich transport. I trek 3 miles to work under sun, no escort. My shoe they open mouth, the soul don't separate. I use rubber band hold them, so you no go vibrate. I reach work. My yoga ask why I dey sweat. I say na exercise, hunger they make me forget. Lunchtime, everybody job, I drink water, fill my chest. I tell them I already ate, God forgive me for that jest. Papa God borrow me 5 billion, hunger go kill me. Go kill me. If I don't pay back, oh Satan responsible. If I don't pay back, oh the devil responsible. Papa God borrow me 5 billion. Hunger go kill me. Papa God borrow me 10 billion. Hunger go kill me. Overdue. Teacher put my child out of class, what I go do? I beg the teacher, give me one more week. She done hear that one before, she don't even speak. Night time, I kneel down, whole family they sleep. I try to God quiet, the kind of cry that is deep. My wife ask what we go cook, I say God go provide. She look at me, she look at pot, nothing there inside. Woo!
To show something no they right. My neighbor they cook, the smell enter my room. I swallow saliva, I pretend say I fool. Boom! I know they give up, but Lord hear my cry. Because hunger no supposed be the reason I die. Just borrow me small, I go walk out to pay. And if I feel lost, now devil lead me astray.
$5 billion hunger de madam me. Mabele de sing national anthem. Welcome back to Mind the Gap with Helmed here on Eagle FM. As always, I'm here until the hour of one, that is from 11 every Sunday. Monday to Friday, that's when we do 4 to 6. So, but Sundays, and also there's a little bit of, actually, you know, I'm supposed to be serious, Monday to Friday. It's just that I try, believe me. I really, 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 really try to be serious. And sometimes the sarcasm just gets the better of me, and sometimes the jokes just write themselves. Coming out of the political sphere, the jokes write themselves. I swear. I don't come up with it. Politicians comes up with it. All I do is just, well, add a little spicy and a little je ne sais quoi to it, and, well, just throw it in your face. Hope you find it funny. Now, let's continue. So, our economic system and our governance system, and the same belief I hold on religion, I hold on pretty much any ideology, irrespective of which discipline it's coming, you know, it's coming out of. And what I mean by that is I don't believe there's a problem with capitalism. There's nothing wrong with capitalism. The capitalism practitioners are the problem. Because if you look at if you look at the laws regulating capitalism, minus the personhood of private companies, that's a terrible idea. Most of the laws regulating capitalism, if they were applied to the core, capitalism would be perfecto. Then there's nothing wrong with democracy. If the laws regulating democracy were applied, or like practically, not theoretically, democracy is perfecto. So there's nothing wrong with socialism, capitalism, communism, and all. It's the people practicing it. We always try to find loopholes to exploit each other's for individual gains. And that makes me make arguments like, it doesn't matter what economic or governance system you're going to adopt. People will always exploit it. Well, power has a way of making people drunk. Power has a way of making people drunk. And one easy example of of this is take speed, for example, and my gender. Just take a very powerful car and give it to anyone, irrespective of race, height, in my gender category. The first thing that will come in our mind is, oh, no, the road is now mine. I'm gonna dominate. Bro is already drunk on horsepower. And believe me, every guy is going to get drunk on that. The biggest car enthusiasts are men. And every time that you, this is how you know someone that knows it, you know, their thing. When you ask a lot of people, like, if you were to, basically, if you were told to, if you're given enough money to, to afford your favorite fast car, which car would you go for? If they are talking, Koenigsegg Agera, Pagani Zonda, we are now in a Regera in the Koenigsegg category, and we are now in Chiron in the Bugatti category. Now, those ones are still noobs when it comes to cars. 99-98 Supra with one headlight missing and a parachute at the back. Yeah, don't follow that thing. I don't care what you're driving. Don't follow that thing. And every, all car enthusiasts will tell you that the rule of thumb is, I don't care what you're driving. Don't follow a Honda with a laptop. Don't. Unless that laptop is, unless that Honda is owned by a guy who cannot turn off a laptop on the some Canadian, questionable website. Don't follow a Honda with a laptop. Don't follow any car with a parachute while hanging behind it. Don't follow any car that has a missing headlight, because that's an air intake. That hood has something you do not want to know. Well, basically, witchcraft, but for cars. It doesn't matter how old it looks if it has a missing headlight. Not that the headlight doesn't work. No, that's not what I mean. Instead of a headlight, it has a giant hole. Don't. So, let's come back to, getting drunk on power. I don't care how holy you are, we can all get drunk on power. We just sitting here saying, you know what, if I was in that position, I'll be doing this. Liar. Nah, lie. If I had all this money, I would donate to charity and I would spend most of it to develop my country. I'm only saying that because you don't have the money. If you had the money, the first thing that will come in your head is champagne, yachts, and women. That's my gender. 90% of us, I'm saying 90% because, I'm assuming the 10% are gay. So some champagne, yachts, and women will not be there. But even if, even those that are gay, champagne, yachts, and women would be on that list because a lot of them have, female friends. Lots of them. So those female friends will want to be on his yacht. And champagne, of course, is going to be there. So basically, the French are gonna be rich. So, let's get back to power. Labor laws are coming out of, not a very rosy picture. In the very same way that, independence came out of the liberation struggle. Apartheid South Africa, which extended to Southwest Africa, aka Namibia, did not just reach a point where they were like, you know what? I think what we're doing is wrong. These people that are black, I mean, they are people too. How about we just give them their freedom? Did they have a government? Yeah, they did. Did they have all the laws? Of course they did. Did these laws have judges and lawyers and prosecutors, they did. Now, the system wasn't the problem. of the system was a problem. But that problem is coming out of the implementer of the system. It was designed like that. There was nothing wrong. Now, if you were in, if you were living under apartheid, you'd be, I'm pretty sure there are people that lived under apartheid that thought that, maybe the system was broken. No! No system is broken. 90% of the time, the system is not broken. It was designed to work like that. How come no African country has the capacity to process its natural resources? There's something wrong with this system. No, that system is working exactly like it was designed to work. You have to understand when, the term systemic, it means it was designed to benefit a selected few. And if you are saying, maybe the system is broken, chances are very high you are the one, you are one of those many people the system is doing without Vaseline. Now, you have the right to complain. You have the right to look at a system as if it's broken. But believe me, if you are at the top, you would know that this system is working exactly like it was designed to work. There's nothing wrong with it. Whether a system is wrong or not, it depends on which side of the coin you are. When you're on the benefiting side, there's nothing wrong with it. When you are on the receiving end, there's everything wrong with it. This brings us to African politicians. Especially those that start off as activists, and this is a lot of them. They start off as activists, and then they find themselves in some interesting, powerful political positions. And then a lot of them, not all of them, of course, there are those that maintain their activist character, persona, and there are those that just go, fade straight into shut up mode. That's when you go, aha. Now he has reached, the equivalent of heaven in this system, where he's now receiving more benefits, and you don't want to disturb those benefits. After all, you don't want to finger the bite that the finger that you get the point. Now they get to the point where they just shut up, just shut up, because you are given a lot of money. This is the same thing that was observed during slave trade. You will find a lot of history of slaves who were given freedom and started trading in slaves. Now, you'd think they would become like anti-slavery advocates. There are those that did. But there are those that were like, hang on a second. I was a slave and I saw how much money my boss made by selling me. So how about I just turn around and sell? Well, people. And they did. Did they make money? Heck yeah. Now, as you can imagine, at this point, they were like, okay, as long as I'm benefiting, it's not corruption. It's only corruption when I'm not benefiting. When I'm benefiting, oh yeah, na connection be that.
Ritavazende kize imba izwezipiri lwekerize mikwaye mwiyencha kukona kunolofaza kwankufisa hamocholo ni mata amskavona kale kana mitukserize kubona msevelezo wa imba ye mufumane lisevelezo zezwezipiri ze kakulifafela mashilling ali kana 36 na miben dollars kakweli kapa kamikwaye kutesfa fasi yetatama 5% machipisa hamngolisari kwerize talu 10% machipisa hamngolisari kwerize sirela 25% machipisa hamngolisari kwerize lishumiperi muketeri kwerize zo muvata kuri mukone kukala kuikola zendezewo imba imiswalezi fa machipisa imba tokubukanira fasi kaufela mwipe kwali sevelezo za imba kachenu kuri mukone kuikola zende kaufela.
Welcome back. When I'm benefiting, na connection. When I'm not benefiting, na corruption. So it really is about point of view at this point. Labor laws did not come out of employers going, you know what? I think my employees deserve a very good working condition because this coal mine is poisoning their lungs. No, coal mine workers had to protest. And, democracy in France, 17th century, did not come about because the king was like, you know what? My family and I are tired of ruling. how about we just, you know, come up with representative governance? No, the people had to protest. So when you look at it, actually, you know, protest is an understatement. Revolt. They had to revolt. Now, when you look at it from that angle, you begin to understand, one thing. Governments are responsible for 90% of the time, governments are responsible for government destabilizations. I'm not saying go on a destabilizing mode. I'm just saying if you look at the history of government instabilities, it has to do with exactly that. Someone didn't do their job right. If the apartheid government gave equal opportunity to everyone irrespective of their skin color, without turning them into a pawn on a giant governmental chessboard, I don't think we would be reading the history of the liberation struggle at this point. They had a system, apartheid government designed a system that worked for them. And as long as that system worked for them, they didn't care how many people were disadvantaged. Actually, they fought to keep it in place using laws, using police, using military, using any means necessary. Those people that were disadvantaged had to raise up arms, both literally and figuratively. And now I can sit in an air-conditioned wall studio on the part of Windhoek. I don't think I'll be allowed to be under apartheid. That was the damn thing about those guys. I mean, they're really stupid. And now you can have white neighbors. They'll still be scared to death, but, you know, if you have, white neighbors that are scared of you, that's a sign that propaganda works. Governments, authoritarian governments lie to their people more than they do to everyone else. That's something I find very fascinating. And again, that's just my own observation. I've come to learn that oppressive governments lie to their people more than they do anyone else. Take, again, apartheid South Africa, for example. Can you imagine what those poor young white people were taught in classes about black people? They fed them a lot of garbage about, you know, those are savages. They are the thieves. Papa here forgot that he's the one on stolen land. Stolen from the very same people he was describing as thieves. Those people are savages. Really? You killed a bunch of people to get that land. What do you mean savages? Now you get my point. Oppressive governments lie to their own people more than they lie to anyone else. Take the US, for example. Basically the entire West. They have spent decades bombing the heck out of Muslims. But to this day, citizens in the Western countries are afraid of Muslims. Their governments have been bombing the heck out of Muslims and then telling them that they should fear Muslims. Are you kidding me? Works like a charm. And the painful thing is that it's much easier to lie to people than tell them the truth. Well, take Iran, for example. How many Western countries has Iran invaded? How many Muslim countries has the US, so basically in collabo with, basically the NATO guys have invaded? A whole lot. But you'll find a lot of people in the West that are more scared of Muslims than Muslims in the Muslim world that are scared of Western world citizens. Propaganda works like a charm. So these guys ran around the entire Middle East bombing the heck out of every Muslim country who did not agree with their way of doing things. And then they went home and then designed a school curriculum that taught the younger generation to fear Muslims. And you know what's the painful thing? It works. Works all the time. The Western countries came to the entire West, to Africa, colonized the heck out of us. And then they went back to their countries and taught their citizens that, you know what? Black people are criminals. Really? You just came from stealing their resources. What do you mean they're criminals? Aren't you the criminal here? It turns out if you cook a lie good enough, people will just gobble it up. And before you start saying, ah, no, you know, there's just white people, this, easy. Just put a pause on that point. Let's talk about religion. Relax. Let's talk about religion in relations to how y'all are being lied to by your own black men and women, into giving up your houses in the name of miracles. That's not white. Unless your pastor is white, then, well, you are giving a break on that one. But your fellow black person is lying the crap out of you into giving up your house. When he's sick, he goes to Italy for surgery. When you are sick, you are given olive oil and told to pray and fast. And you're supposed to be eating because you're sick. Because, well, your body needs the energy. When he's sick, he goes for surgery, a very expensive one outside the country. When he is sick, you are told to pray and fast. When he needs a car, you have to contribute. When you need a car, you have to pray. Now, what's the difference between that and the political lies I just mentioned? Nothing. Again, my favorite part. It's easier to lie to people than tell them the truth. Which is why nice guys finish last. Why? Because nice guys tell the truth. And they die virgins, most of them. Now, players lie a lot. And they are believed a lot. Even if that lie is as clear as daylight. Now, this person, no, this guy has 15 baby mamas. No, he's going to change on me. Really? Will he? Yeah, I mean, he treats me nice. Right. And what makes you think you're not just going to be part of statistics? No, he told me, oh, come on. He told you? Well, he's been telling 15 baby mamas ago. Well, he's different. At least he's coming back to me, with STD. Well, I know he's going out there, but at least he's coming back to me again with STD. Speaking of STD, thanks to the bombardment of the petroleum industry in the Middle East, which provides a lot of the naphtha, which is like the primary ingredients in production of everything, plastic. You know what? You see where this is going. There is a most likely going to be a global shortage of condoms because condoms or made out of plastic. If you didn't know that, then I don't want to know what type of condoms you've been using. Yeah, I really don't want to know. Well, unless you've been going, cross your fingers and hope she doesn't get knocked up. I wouldn't recommend that, contraceptive method. Mind the Gap. Sorry. Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM, comedy, blah, blah, blah. Long story now. Let's go to the music.
I never wasted all my time on somebody like you. And now you're just somebody that I used to know. And another song on the radio. I got these pictures on my phone that I can't delete. Cause every time I try, I hit a flatline emergency. Girl, I never thought that we'd break up and make these mistakes. Should've known from the start that you'd lead me astray. I guess it wasn't meant to be. Told you not to lie to me, but you went and did it again. I tried to be a better me, you chose to be an enemy. And you left me out here for dead. You said you'd rather die, but you left me behind. And you let our love story burn. You didn't even try, all the lies were in your eyes. I knew that trust in you would hurt. You tore me into pieces, no I can't believe it. Thought that you would stay until the end. On the other side, and that time heals all wounds. So I just gotta give this time. But I'm tired of being tired of getting over you and fighting wars inside my head of memories with you. Yeah, I've been trying to move on, make it so damn hard. Not even pills and prescriptions could heal these scars. But I can't find another way, can't take another day of hearing all your.
Not even pills or prescriptions can heal these scars. That's because you're using the wrong medication. It's a heartbreak, not cancer. A prescription for what? Tablets. You don't need tablets. Okay, you need tablets, but you need them in liquid form. And you don't want them coming out of a pharmacy. You need a different pharmacy, and this pharmacy is called a bar. And the wonderful thing about this pharmacy is no prescription needed. All you just have to do is show up with the right amount, and you can request whatever medication you want. Whatever medication you can afford. And the medicine is handed to you by a therapist / bar sales guy or sales lady. Yeah. And instead of having a pen and paper to ask you some dumb questions like, tell me about your childhood. And then like, yeah, no. First, they prescribe medicine. And then ask you a bunch of dumb questions. And like, just lay on the couch and walk through your... No, I don't want to talk about my childhood. I just want to get drunk. Thank you very much.
Voices inside my brain. All the broken pieces of my heart are missing you. But I know that I can't go back. I know it ain't the right thing. Cause you said you'd rather die, but you left me behind. And you let our love story burn. You didn't even try, all the lies were in your eyes. I knew that trust in you would hurt. You tore me into pieces, no I can't believe it. Thought that you would stay until the end. You said you'd never leave me, did it for no reason.
Welcome back. It's just 12 o'clock on the dot. We have an hour before the hour of one where I say goodbye, but until then, we have the hour of 12, if you're new to Mind the Gap, is split in two halves. That's the comedy half and the DJ half. We're in the comedy half. But that was, the song that just ended, that was Lexan, Ride or Die. So no prescription can fix. You're using the wrong prescription, buddy. They're type of pains that you need the Ministry of Health for. They're type of pains that you need pharmacies for. They're type of pains that you need NAMI breweries for. And NAMI brewery type of pains are strictly NAMI brewery type of pain. I would not recommend that you confuse the two. You're welcome. Did I mention this is a comedy show and don't take any advice seriously? That if you do take any of the advice seriously, be it political, financial, relationship, and end up into trouble, don't blame me. But if you end up accomplishing something positive, then also give me credit. If I didn't point that out, then I just did.
Eyes I grow, and a face that matches her soul. Inside, outside, beautiful. Never seen something like her before. She got a heart of gold. When she smiles, man, she steals the show. When she smiles, I can feel that glow. I just wanna, I just need to know more. She got a look for Hollywood. She a star, bright eyes and a smile could take your worst day, turn it into something good. She a 10 out of 10, baby, got me hooked. Yeah, I really wanna get to know you, babe. Cause you different from those other girls that's on display. I know you've been hard to get, but girl, just stop playing. I think you could be the one, and girl, I'm not playing. Yeah. Turn it around, the dance floor, now we catch a vibe. Know how you workin', baby, let me tell you, damn, I like just how you move, a little flirty with an attitude. When you let loose, you just a baddie, I ain't mad at you. I think our bodies, they fit perfect, I ain't gonna lie. I think our souls could tangle up till the end of time. Want all of you, the good and the bad and the ugly. I know what I want when I want it, can't get you off my mind.
Got me like, who's that? Never seen a face like you bad. Got me double take like, who's that? I can't look away tonight.
She got eyes I grow, and a face that matches her soul. Inside, outside, beautiful. Never seen something like her before. She got a heart of gold. When she smiles, man, she steals the show. When she smiles, I can feel that glow. I just wanna, I just need to know more. Tell me a bit about you. Where you from, what you like, what you do. I could listen all night, you a view. You a vibe, you a sight, you a mood. Hey, yo, can you feel the energy? We gonna let them see. We in our own world, make a couple memories. Out with my heart on my sleeve, and girl, I like you. Won't waste your time if you don't waste mine too. Ain't gonna lie, babe, swear this feels different. We caught a vibe so easy, no resistance. You just my type, babe, sorry I'm persistent. But when I want something, I just have to get it. You in my sights and I like you, no I excite you. I wanna show you off where I go and bite you. We could travel the world, see different sights too. I'll show you passion, baby, let's see what ignites you.
Got me like, who's that? Never seen a face like you bad. Got me double take like, who's that? I can't look away tonight.
She got eyes I grow, and a face that matches her soul. Inside, outside, beautiful. Never seen something like her before. She got a heart of gold. When she smiles, man, she steals the show. When she smiles, I can feel that glow. I just wanna, I just need to know more.
She has eyes like war. She got a face for Hollywood and a heart of gold that matches the face. Right. Moving on. 5 minutes into the hour of 12. So let's get to, you know, let's get back to the comedy part, and then we can just come back to, because I have, you know, I already organized my playlist and we are all ready to go in full DJ mode. But let's get to the, let's wrap up the comedy part of it. I've one story to basically finish up in terms of why it's going to be very difficult to convince a lot of countries that do not practice the Western and Western-influenced countries type of a governance or economic system. It's because it has proven to basically suck the power out of the government in the hands of very, very wealthy private companies. Now, the EU has recently, basically, the EU has recently decided, you know what, the U.S. tech giants have become really powerful in terms of information gathering because information is everything. So we need alternatives. Why did the EU decide, you know what, they were going to transition from using American tech giants to coming up with alternatives? Data security. What is the reason why a lot of African countries, including Zambia, Ghana, Zimbabwe, in part Kenya, why did they decide to say, you know, this global health strategy sounds like just a way to extract information out of. So, except in the case of Zambia, it was natural resources based. Why? It's because private companies have acquired so much power in the U.S. they are running the government. That's the painful part. It's the same with the agriculture, you know, agriculture industry, pharmaceutical industry, arms industry, the weapons industry is even worse. The prison industry here have gone to the point of taking the governments to court because they did not, they failed to meet their incarceration quotas. Incarceration quotas? That's a thing? Well, I don't blame the private companies on this one. Anyone that knows the Ford Motor Company, the Ford Motor Company versus a Dodge Brothers case, knows that private companies are all about profit. And you can't blame them for that. Why? Because to run an enterprise, you need profit. You can't run one on cross your fingers and hope it runs itself. No. You need profit. And the thing is, now the growth becomes very unsustainable because you want growth everywhere, you know, every year. Now the problem is that's very, very, very dangerous, not just for governance or the system itself, but it's also dangerous for the planet because you are talking about infinite growth on a planet that has finite resources. It's the dumbest idea you can ever think of. But for some reason, people that are in the private industry in a country where regulations are loose, they tend to think that you can have run an enterprise that's built on a principle of infinite growth on a planet that has finite resources. It's stupid. You know why I'm pointing that out? Because the system is designed by a bunch of guys with PhDs. So when a bunch of guys with PhDs design a system that's stupid, then you know it's designed on purpose. So it's by design that it's operating like that. It's not an accident. If you think it's an accident, you're the idiot. That's why I will maintain the dumbest thing you can do with regards to trying to understand the war in the Middle East is think that Donald Trump is an idiot. The moment you start thinking Donald Trump is an idiot, you miss the whole point. If you ask me, the point was him acting like an idiot. And he's pulling that off with flying colors. Because a bunch of people have been convinced. And this is the dumb part of it. Okay, now, the war was started by Israel. And everyone is looking at the U.S. to negotiate a peace deal. Hang on a second. I'm not a diplomatic expert here, but shouldn't these negotiations be between Israel and Iran? Because, well, the war is, well, Israel started the war. And every time there are these negotiations, I don't see any Israeli representative. That's until you look. Then you see that, the real estate agent who is now playing diplomacy is representing Israel more than they are representing the U.S. So in that case, then it makes sense. That why via proxy? Just go directly. At this point, you are going, yeah, you know what, white people are easy, relax. They are not the only one terrible at diplomacy. Black people are too. And my all-time example, at the negotiation of a peace deal between M23, Rwanda, and DRC, there was no M23 representative. I'm like, what the heck? It's either one of you guys, DRC in Rwanda, one of you is not telling us the truth. And Qatar and the US, one of you is not telling us the truth. Now, on DRC and Rwanda, one of you is not telling us the truth as to who really is backing up M23 and that other, you know, DRC side, you know, military group. And Qatar and the US, you guys are not telling us the truth about the private companies that are operating in this region that for some reason have a lot of natural resources and, interesting enough, always full of conflict. Interesting. Interesting. You are negotiating a peace agreement where the main character is M23, but they are not at the table. I have so many questions. And this is the exact same question I have in the Iran-US negotiation with the peace deal. So, the US, no, Israel bombed first, but the negotiations are between the US and Iran. Am I missing something? And you have everyone who is focused on, oh my God, Donald Trump is an idiot. Now, maybe he is in a lot of things, but this, oh, this, he's doing great. He pulled off the first important thing, making everyone believe he's an idiot. Now, I maintain the whole idea that the worst mistake you can make with regards to the US-Iran war is that Donald Trump is thinking that Donald Trump is an idiot. Anyone that watched the Trump campaigns will tell you that Trump made a lot of things. He was anti-war. He was anti a lot of things, and a lot of things I did not agree with. But the anti-war part were like, yeah, man, he's talking, you know, he's talking sense. You know, he even made fun of Joe Biden. He's going to push us into a war with Iran because of his inability to negotiate. How's that going? So you are telling me that he criticized his predecessor's inability to negotiate and then overnight ended up losing his ability not only to reason like that, but also his ability to negotiate. Oh, come on. I think after doing this whole political rumbling for... When was 2022? Jeez. Since 2022, all I just have to do is take one look at that and go like, nah, he's just acting. He's just acting. And of course he is. Now, propose on that. Let's come back home again. So after pointing out the whole diplomacy. Overall, the point I'm making is, people will always have to take interest in their country's economic and political affairs because labor laws are here because people rose up, not because, governments and private enterprises decided to write the best labor laws possible for the people. No, the people rose up themselves and demanded those laws. If they left everything to the government and private enterprises, we would have a whole branch of labor law. Democracy as we have it today as a form of governance, where it's centered on, the people. It wasn't monarchs did not decide, you know what, we are tired of all this ruling, our families have all this money and power, we'll just hand it over to the people. No, it didn't. Monarchs, that power had to be pulled out of the hands of monarchs. That's why to this day you still have monarchs that are clinging on to the, you know, to that power. Only they now call themselves constitutional monarchy. In other words, they are not absolute like they were before the implementation of a constitution. Back then they were the judge, the prosecutor, you know, well, the evidence, approval guy. They were all three branches, legislative, judiciary, and executive. Now is the executive, now is the constitution. So, when people say, I'm not interested in politics, You have to understand, if you have a job, you are working under the labor conditions that were laid out by people who were interested in politics. You live in a country that has a legislative framework that did not come from governments. It didn't come from the government. It came from the people who were interested in politics. Now, if you want your politicians to do you without Vaseline and easily get away with it, just don't be interested in politics. And one thing I've come to learn is that when a lot of people are not interested in politics, and I painfully learned this in 2013 after the NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden, revealed that the American Secret Service are spying on American citizens. Homeboy, now, you have to understand, Edward Snowden was living the life that I can only wish. He was living in Hawaii with a big fat salary coming out of the American intelligence community. And he's a genius. Had a girlfriend. He could have just turned a blind eye and just the world do his job and be rich. Now, because he was a concerned citizen, he took that information and went public with it and gave it to the American people and said, you know what, your government is spying on you, do something. You know what they did? Absolutely nothing. That's exactly why I think I would think twice before becoming a, an activist. Because you will take the information and hand it to people and they'll be like, yeah, no. Well, yeah, well, now I know about it, but, well, what can we do? Really? That's your response? I lost my job, I risked my job, my life, my career, and everything, and your response is, well, what can we do? Actually, Edward Snowden was called a traitor. He was kicked out of his, he had to run out of his country. He now has Russian citizenship because he decided to tell the truth. Right. The truth shall set you free. Truth shall set you free, my behind. I don't see how that one works, but doesn't work. Not at all. Let's wrap this up with one interesting story that took place back in 2017 of a man who robbed a bank. Not because he wanted to be rich, no. Just decided to rob a bank to get away from his wife. Not his girlfriend, his wife. How do people move from sweethearts to that level of a sour heart? Because for some crazy reasons, I've been thinking about marriage lately. And someone need to, I think all I just need is food at this point. It's just hunger. It's not that I want to get married. It's just hunger. All I just need is just have food. And I'll be fine. Whatever food you are thinking about, that's on you. I'm not responsible for whatever thoughts you have going on in your head. See your dirty mind. Now, a man in 2017 robbed a bank in the, of course, it's going to be in the US, to get away from his wife. A gentleman by the name is Lawrence Ripple handed himself in immediately after committing the robbery. So what homeboy did was he walked in a bank and then, he just wrote a note and then handed it to the lady at the counter. That, you know what? This is a bank robbery. That's how you know this is just, there's something fishy about this whole robbery. A note? Really? Usually, or maybe I've watched a lot of movies. Usually what I see is a bunch of guys in ski masks, just walking in a building and with guns and maybe a number of them stands by the door and one of them just fire a couple of shots in the ceiling. And start shouting, everybody down! We need the money! We need the money! If you don't move, well, no one will get hurt. Just follow our instructions, give us the money, and no one will get hurt. More often, they're lying. they got the counter, they get the money. Now, this guy, not only did he walk in there with a note, he walked in there solo. Who robs the bank alone? He managed to put himself, his hands on $3,000, multiply that by 18, to see like, how much would that be? $3,000, you multiply that by 18, gives you 54,000. Holy cow! Yeah, that's in Namibian dollars. He was given the money, and then he walked halfway through to the entrance, then just, stood in the middle of the, you know, in the middle of the lobby. Got himself a seat and told the security guy, the security guy, oh, I'm the one you are looking for. And you can imagine the confusion in the eyes of a security guy at this point. Like, what the heck? What kind of a robbery is this? What are you, new? The thing is, well, this was not a noob. This was a wife. The gentleman was in his 70s, I believe. This point, you're going, huh? I thought you're here for a robbery. Why handing yourself over? It wasn't until trial. That's when it was like, my lord, that wasn't a robbery.
I just want to go to jail.
May I know why? Because you are looking at 20 years here. 20 years, I'm 70, so 70 plus 20 gives you, now I'll be in my 90s, throwing, hopefully death. Why do you say that? Well, because even though jail may be bad, at home there is this place, there is this person called my wife. She makes home worse than whatever I think jail is. Ouch. If my wife commits a crime to get away from me, I will pay her bail. I don't care how much it is. And then I will just tell her, like, would you like a divorce, my love? Because that's very painful. Because the question, how bad am I that you are willing to go to jail for 20 years to get away from? Yeah, I mean, you had a lot of options. You could have just stolen the money from our joint bank account, you could have murdered me. Just don't do that. You could have stolen a car or anything, just secretly sell the house and then disappear with the money. Jail? Am I that bad? When did I change? I thought I was a sweetheart. Good. What happened to your sweet baby? What happened to your sweet boy? You know, the nice guy that you said you want to spend the rest of your life with, for better or worse. So you're telling me it has become worse. You was like, okay, you know what? Since death is not coming anytime soon, let's go with jail on this one because, you know, the things have gotten better than I thought it was gonna be. That's not really, you know, worse. There is no better for some reason. There is no bad, better, baddest. And there is no good, gooder, goodest. English is just, playing around with our. So, robbed a bank. And now, let's wrap the, you just look at your romance, people. Look at your romance. One thing I learned from Fireproof, the movie, is that, interesting enough, anyone that has been in a relationship will tell you this, we get to the point where we become comfortable. Oh, that explains why politicians also become comfortable. They are full of energy during campaigns, and once they win the election and they get the seat, they get the government position they were running for, they forget where they came from. Ah, we become comfortable. In relationships, we become comfortable. You are looking for your dream job. You get your job. 1 week, 2 weeks, 1, 2, 3 months of, full of energy and vigor into doing your job. Then, a year later, you are now showing up late. Oh, I mean, now I have the job. I mean, it was exciting in the beginning, but now it's okay. It's just okay. I mean, well, when I was chasing her in high school, I mean, I really loved Aqua. You know, I didn't want a day going by without missing her. But now it's okay. Well, now I have her. I mean, now she's my wife, and it's okay. I mean, I used to do a lot of things for him when we were dating, but now he's my husband. That is how pool boys take over, babysitters take over, camborotos take over, bentens take over. So we become comfortable. How do you not become comfortable? There's literature out there of how not to become comfortable, right? Oh boy. They were full of energy. And also, by the way, turns out there's a psychological term for it. It's called a hedonic treadmill, where we are constantly in pursuit of something new. We have this energy and drive to get something, and as soon as we get it, we just enjoy it for like a period of time, and then that drive to have it and appreciate it fades away, and then we start looking for the next goal. There's a whole literature on how to deal with it, whether it's work-related or relationship-related or just a general life related in terms of property, because the entire system of capitalism is built on that, because every year a new phone, a new car, a new type of clothes or a new type of tech is coming out, because they know that as a human being, if you look at the psychology of a human being, you are already tired by now of the old one, and we are ready to present you a new one. So these guys are just taking advantage of our inherent nature to get bored of old things. So you're telling me the entire marketing industry, or the entire advertising industry, is built on a human flaw, a human vice, on, oh boy, oh man, I'm never going to know that. And if you didn't want to know that, and now you're saying, yeah, me neither, I'm never going to know that, sorry man. They watch a lot of documentary. 29 past the hour of 12. That brings out now the playlist. Fasten your seatbelt. As DJ Helmut or Hermuta. See, I already missed Lois. Don't tell her I said that. I'll never hear the end of it. Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. Stay tuned. And the accidents are not getting better. Somewhere between Grootfontein and Shivarongo, there's someone that overturned with their BMW. Is it the side of Shivarongo? I'm not sure if it's between Otavi and Shivarongo, or Grootfontein and Shivarongo, or Kahanja and Shivarongo. Someone overturned with their BMW SUV. Injuries, rushed to the hospital, survived. Yeah, it's German speed, but guys, it overturned, basically rolled. Guys, it's German engineering. Speed and comfort is built in. One thing I've come to learn about speed is, when you are inside the car, you don't see how, like, these cars are designed with insane comfort. Both the seats and shock absorbers, you'll be going at 200 kilometers an hour. There's a statute of limitation, right? Right. You'll be going at 200 kilometers an hour, and you are like, come on, that's not fast. It's not that fast. Yeah. DJ time.
The government of miracles, Okas down Donga Board, Namaki printing shop,
pena. Uno de chana kakuya kaliro kimende. Ah, oh, kapena na utafali fayo kubolo kange etenda la fungilangu wala kunyililange nunge didale wa mojidale wendi vilate govendu koba tota boka guru pako njeo fahalange nondonga koyo kwa nyinga pengeo uludhi wange keche zimbo uliko mateo engono dango tota kenye fange koma eo katoko kango kombile boka kena mitoto teapo hamoru nyongo kamuno kama nyoko kutano wina halanda dana mekandina ko paikonda kukutandi roma roti oshapo boka government of miracle.
Don't do this, it's hubris to try. He's ruthless, you knew this, I told you, didn't I? He's abusive, elusive, the truth is he lies. I know you don't want to let go. And just like before, I can see that you're sure you can change him, but I know you won't.
The devil doesn't bargain, can only break your heart again. That isn't worth it, darling, he's never gonna change. Never be Prince Charming, he'll only do you harm again. I don't mean to meddle, but the devil doesn't settle. No, the devil doesn't bargain. The devil doesn't bargain.
From that one to lecture, talk down to a friend. I don't mean to pressure, mean to condescend, but I just want what's best for you in the end. I know you don't want to let go. And just like before, I can see that you're sure you can change him, but I know you won't.
The devil doesn't bargain, he'll only break your heart again. It isn't worth it, darling, he's never gonna change. He'll never be Prince
worth it, darling. He's never gonna change. He'll never be Prince Charming. He'll only do you harm again. I don't mean to meddle, but the devil doesn't settle. No, the devil doesn't bargain.
Started to feel like me again. Hadn't been that happy in a while. Had drinks and we put a sad song on. You're oh so casually brought up. There goes my night and goes my smile.
There goes my night and my smile. Welcome back. And well, you're still listening to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. And it's a comedy show from 11 o'clock to 12:30. Then I start playing a DJ. Just a quick reminder that May is a mental health month. And that's, that means, it's basically time to talk about those things that we like to bury deep inside, especially in my gender category, because women live longer than us, and we're also dominating the suicide statistics, which is not good. And just like every problem, there's a solution somewhere. All you just have to do is look, I maintain, I'm a firm believer into there being a solution to every problem, because minus death, there's no solution to that. Now, that is, if you look at what human beings have been able to accomplish, we have built bridges to cross rivers. We knew that the river, or we build a canoe, boats, and everything is. We know that the river is not going to say, you know what, I'll just open up for this person to pass, and then I'll start flowing again. No, the obstacle is a river, and our determination to get on the other side made us build canoes and boats and bridges. We came across a problem. We figured out how to solve it, and we did. So every time that I look at that, especially everything that science has been able to, basically everything that man has been able to accomplish through science, I believe that every problem has a solution. And a happy Mental Health Month. That's a whole of May, from the 1st to the 31st. So let's go back to... Went out the other night with all my friends. Yeah.
'Cause I was 2 full years of voice down the drain, and I'm reminded that it all went away. So when my friends are asking if I miss you, what do I say? Either way, mascara's running down. 'Cause I was 2 full years of us down the drain, and I'm reminded that it all went away. So when my friends are asking if I miss you, what do I say?
Hey!
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Ja, yeah, you heard the man. Imba, anteken. That was is it C4, a burnout by C4 Mabuse. Now, one thing I like about these songs is that if you have seen the videos, then you know what, if you have seen the videos and you don't have land, and you, no one in your family has land, then you know what your family members were doing when everyone else was, you know, was busy stealing land. More like stealing and re-stealing distribution is the politically correct word. But so, you know, these guys are jiving. They are dancing 12 minutes to the hour of one. And you're still listening to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. Let's keep this party going. Let's keep this party going. Official girl, official girl. I'ma make you my official girl. Right. This song is the official description of the statement. What's that? What are we? So, Homo sapiens. But what are we? We are Kavangos and, you know, Zambezians, we are Kavangos and Vambos, we are, you know, we are Kavangos and Damaras, we are Kavangos. And, like, I don't know what the question is here. That's if you want to get yourself punched in the face. But what are we? Cassie took the word "what are we" and then turned it into a song, and then ended up being Diddy's official girl and official punching bag. Women, your choices in men is fascinating.
Bang, bang, I ain't talking no pistol. Ain't no violence, ain't no silence. Cause she scream to the top of her. When I get on top of her, sounding like an opera. Skip, jump, hop in her. Got her feeling popular. Got her feeling like she's my official girl. Yeah, you so special, girl. I never diss you and I'll kiss you on your little pearl. I know you like that, baby. Yeah, you like that, baby. I know I can make you come. Right back, baby.
Say I wanna be yours, yeah.
Official girl,
I miss you, girl. I'ma make you my official girl.
You better act right, I'm 2 seconds from being out the door.
I miss you, girl. I miss you, girl. I'ma make you my official girl.
Said I won't be with you unofficially anymore. And I can't make it true.
Welcome back. We continue. Ooh, only 6 minutes left. I want to make you my official girl. That's the dilemma that every married man with a very stubborn Kamboroto who wants to take the wife position is going through right now. Wow. So when are you going to tell your wife about us? I swear ladies are brave, eh? Are you listening to that statement? When are you going to tell your wife about us? Your wife. You want me to tell my wife about you? Are you nuts? She's going to kill me. Well, in case you didn't know, one of the reasons why I'm here is because I'm scared to ask her all this. She has been telling me she's tired for the past 3 weeks. Which is why I don't do that. Don't send someone into fasting mode. Sometimes it's just pure adrenaline chase or other lean chase. And sometimes it's just, you're making homeboy fast, and of course he's going to go out and start praying for manna somewhere else. If you understand that part, you and I should be friends, because the way our mind is dirty, eh? For us, heaven, you want. And we have 5 minutes to go, but not there yet. We have one more romance song to play. A romantic song to play. What kind of romantic song is it? Relax, relax. We basically wrap things up, and we meet again next week, same time, same place, on your favorite radio station, Eagle FM, from yours truly, Helmut. How old were you before you? How old were you when you found out that what Lucky Dube was saying was actually, "I'm your Romeo, and would you be my Juliet?" Because it took me 30 plus years, and leave me alone. Look, I was singing the song, but more in Timbukushu. And but the point is, it took me a while to know that he was saying, "I'm your Romeo. Can you be my Juliet, or would you be my Juliet?" As in a reference to Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. Huh? English will be the end of us. Anyway, until next week, same time, same place, on your favorite radio station, Eagle FM. Just remember that all the financial, political, relationship, or all kinds of advice that you hear from, that you hear on Eagle FM from 11 to 1, if you take any of it serious and apply it in your life and you are successful, give me credit. But if you apply, if you take any of it serious and you apply it to your life and you end up into trouble, leave me out of it. Now that we have that out of the way, thank you very much, and have a good long weekend, and happy Mental Health Month. I'm your Romeo. Would you be my Juliet? Goodbye.
I am your Romeo. Could you be my Juliet?